Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, after the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, as you may know. Every week I take a segment or two and break it out just for me, just to have a visit with just the two of us. And I always have something to say that's on my mind that I hope will help you in your small business. And today I want to talk about the big boxes and the cyber boxes, and some of the things you can do to make sure that those people aren't a problem for you, that they're just out there, they're just in the marketplace just like you, but they're not necessarily having a negative impact on you. Because besides the traditional local competitive landscape, that you and I have to navigate, the small business retailers have to navigate every day, we also feel pressure from two other fronts, which we're often typically less adept at responding to. And that's the big boxes. Those are anchored around every corner. And then also the cyber competitors, who are untethered on the internet. So we got the big boxes and the cyber boxes, cyber competitors. And pressure from the second one, the cyber folks, is increasing every day. Here are a few ideas I put together on how Main Street small businesses can minimize the pressure from both of these two. The big box competitors. Let's begin with these two truths. Number one, unlike big boxes, a small business doesn't have to conquer the world to be successful. Walmart has to find a way to get everybody to come in their doors. They need everybody, even small business owners. They want everybody to come to the door. If they don't make that happen, they do not survive. You don't have to be like that. You need to. You could probably, depending on the business, you could probably be successful with 100 customers, not 10,000 or 20,000, but 100, maybe 50, depending on what business you're in. Maybe 10, depending on the business you're in. You don't have to have that many to be successful. Why would you try to act like them? Why wouldn't you just try to be what you are and find those customers who want what you have? And then the second thing is, the price war is over, and we lost. Small businesses, we've lost the price war. Why would you get into a price war with the big boxes? Because they can sell things cheaper and you can buy them. Your most qualified prospects and most reliable customers are also the least likely to spend much time or money with a big box. And the same thing that attracts them to the customization and connections of your small business also causes them to be unimpressed by size and underwhelmed by poor service. Those who don't fit this profile were never real prospects for you anyway. People who are okay with poor service and they love the scale, they love to be able to walk around and see these huge stores, those people were never your prospects anyway. So why are you worried that they don't come in your store? Get over it. Let them go. In fact, I always say you should thank Walmart or whichever big box company. You should thank them for coming to town, because they're taking the people who were never going to buy from you anyway from coming in your store and bothering you, taking up your time. Your job is to reinforce that connection customization emotion that people have with you, that they love with you. Reinforce that by delivering value, not price, and quit trying to be something you're not, which is big. Get over that. Revel in the fact that you're small, and be grateful that there are people out there who like that and who will pay you your price. They'll pay more to you than they will the big boxes because they like your special sauce. So think about that, folks. Now let's talk about the online competitors. Those same customers that I just mentioned who love your small business special sauce still expect you to provide some level of online support. Your brick-and-mortar stores don't have to conquer the e-world either to keep customers happy. But you do have to show up online. Here's what that means. First, two words that reveal why you must have a professional presence online. Two words. Local search. Prospects and customers use local search every day, especially on smartphones, to find companies and consider their offerings. I do it all the time. Disregard the imperative of local search optimization at your peril. If you're selling pizzas, you better pop up on the local search site. If I look for pizza in Peoria or Dockers in Detroit, how about Dockers in West Detroit? You better show up. You better pop up. That's called local search. You better be optimized for that. Failing to do this will you do it at your peril. And there are professionals who will help you with this. Find local search professionals, optimization professionals who can help you with this. Let them help you. Number two, besides a regular website, yours must be mobile ready, including a hot link to your on your phone and directions. You must have a mobile phone, a mobile site, and you must have a link to your phone so they can call you. Nothing about your business's past was mobile, but mobile will define your future. Number three, prospects and customers increasingly expect businesses they like to connect with them with useful information. Find out how your customers want you to connect with them, whether it's by phone, by email, by social media. You've got to ask them what they prefer. And remember, some of them will want you to connect with them face-to-face, but you've got to ask them what they want because their expectations, their connection expectations are changing, have changed, and they are changing. You can compete against the big boxes by merely not trying to be like them. And regular traditional best practices in the virtual world, remember this, it's not either or. It's both and when it comes to the whether you do traditional or online. It's not either or. It's both and. You don't have to conquer the world, my friends. You just have to show up and be yourself. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.